sickness.
Disgusting. They smell. They're sticky. They say things that are horrible. 98.
I have two retractions. First, a guy said, I was listening to the Brady Report. He's a little behind. Listening to the Brady Report on the whatever that thing's called. Was it a podcast, I guess? Does Brady read any of the stories before he talks about them? The thing he talked about this morning, the former head of Nissan, not a Japanese man, Middle Eastern. His name is Carlos Ghosn.
That's what I said.
Oh, I don't know. Look, I'm just telling you. Look, you didn't clear it up when we started messing around. Smuggled him into Lebanon. He's been hiding from extradition. Two former special ops guys. Well, I didn't get any of this off your story either.
No, I didn't go. I said he had three. Yeah. He's citizens of three different countries, and he had three passports. But I let you. I could have corrected you when you.
You could have. Did you say that he was Middle Eastern?
No, I didn't even give out his nationality.
So it was assumed that everyone the leader of Nissan is a Japanese man, which, I mean, should be. I like my leader of Nissan to be Japanese.
Yeah.
Also, Brad West says, this prison bitch bit is fantastic, which is a phrase that's never been said in the history of man. Great that you can just pivot into something like that. Another reason to just appreciate the hell out of this show. Thanks, Brad. And I got one last email from Barb. Actually got two.
Oh, she can email, but she can't call?
Well, she says she's speaking on the behalf of someone else.
Well, that's just ridiculous.
Well, finally, I heard back from my source. Yes, inmates can email now. Can you believe it? It goes through a third party on approval. She says when she gets out in February, she will absolutely call in. And Jay will remember her and be called out for the punk ass she is.
Ooh.
And I said, February? I have to wait till February? We could all be dead by then.
Looks like it, buddy. The day I pick her up before bringing her home with me in Colorado, we'll do it.
I don't know if that means she'll come on the show or if they're going to do it the day she picks her up. Probably both.
Like the tongue dance? Or?
I think that's what she means.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do it, and I'll tape it, and you can put it on your website. Your funny little show. Your wacky, dumb little show.
So anyway, so it's everywhere. Someone else. So Barb's talking about someone that she did time with, and Jay. And I just walked by, and Susan, our sales super lady, said to me, was that man on the show in girls' prison? And I'm like, I was a woman. What? Like, yeah, watch your P's and Q's there, Susan. You're going to get rolled. Watch it there. They're calling Jay a man. She'll prove it to you. You haven't lived till you've been teabagged by a woman. I love Jay. She's fun. She can take a joke, and she's also kind of pushing me around a little bit on the emails. It's time now for the Guadalupe Squares. And today, where's the thing Mark was printing out for me?
I don't know. Huh. He just kind of took something and left.
I said, I got something I'm going to give you.
Typos.
Oh, here we go. Here's what we're playing for. A one-hour game card from Mavericks. It opens today at 11 o'clock. Mavericks is over by Octane Raceway over, what was that, Indian Bend in the 206?
Perfect.
Is that the 101? That's the 101.
We lost one of our callers, so we need
already?
To get somebody else.
Jeremy, get another caller over there. Somebody hung up. When they found out what the prize was, for some reason, they ran away. I can't go to Mavericks. I'm too tame. A one-hour game card from Mavericks, like $150. They got a bunch of great games and stuff.
Sweet.
So get a great deal right there. Load up on that and head on over to Mavericks and have fun. Thank you, Mavericks, for being part of that. And let's meet our squares. Here's our host, Mr. Creepy Bergeron. Creepy.
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, he does not have coronavirus.
No.
It was confirmed. It's President Trump, everybody.
Also, I'm in a mask, even though I won't let you photograph me in the mask. I'm wearing the mask. It's none of your business.
Why don't you want us to photograph you?
Quiet down. Okay. Mail in your comments. I'll let you mail in comments, but not your vote. No mailing
Why?
In votes, because I don't want that. Did you hear Sleepy Joe Biden tell black people they're not black unless they vote for him because he's the ultimate decider of what black is? This is great stuff.
Not a good comment.
How in the world? I mean, people say it. People say I'm a racist. People say how in the world can you call me a racist when he says you're not black unless you like me?
This is going to be quite a competition, Mr.
It's
going
to be a hell of a competition. It's the race to the bottom. I thought I was in the lead. Sleepy Joe goes on Charlemagne the God, starts pandering. Everybody sees through it. I just won NASCAR.
He won NASCAR.
The entire population of NASCAR voters just said, I can't vote for that guy on Charlemagne the God show. Joe Biden goes on the Breakfast Club and starts telling black people how to be blacker. That's exactly what you want. That guy who looks like a Steve Martin wig on a urinal telling you how to be black.
Good
genius,
one.
Joe. Great job. Keep it up. My hope is that he's in the next Chris Rock special. He should make an ass of himself there, and that'll be mine to take.
Top middle square. He wants to let everybody know there's a big difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. It's Colonel Nathan Jessup.
Officer on deck!
That's right, Brady. All you people that are saying happy Memorial Day have to realize exactly what you're saying. Happy to memorialize all the dead. It's not a happy weekend. It's a day to reflect.
Well, can we still barbecue and stuff?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You can barbecue every day. And you know why you can barbecue? Because people died for you. I don't have any qualms with you having a barbecue so long as you recognize exactly why it happened. It's not Veterans Day. Nobody cares that you say Happy Memorial Day to a guy who's still in uniform because you just wished him dead.
I'm glad you're on the wall.
You want me on that wall.
We need you on
I don't necessarily want to be on the wall anymore. You people are idiots. I don't know what I'm protecting anymore.
Top right square. He loves our brand new segment with the prison debates. It's Morgan Freeman, everybody.
Well, I guess no one told Toledo about my music, so somebody should have texted him earlier today and said, we're going to do a little something special with Morgan Freeman. I love prison bitch talk.
Yeah, does it remind you of something?
Reminds me a little bit about a few men I knew back in Shawshank.
Did you click up?
I guess I just missed my friends. I was a man in prison who could get you things.
Did you use the vents?
Just like Jay Gutentag was. You wanted tampons? I could manufacture that out of some socks.
Oh.
I'd go out in the yard, fill those socks with dirt for the larger ladies. And if you needed it for just a few cigarettes, I could get a one, a two, a three, and a four, depending on the size of your opening. Oh. And I would fill it. You wanted Vagisil for that special itch? I could get it for you.
Andy ever need one of those?
Andy Dufresne with a tall drink of water. One time the sisters got to him and there was a lot of blood.
You weren't part of that sisters group, were you?
Part of the reason my nickname was Red was because I eliminated all the stains from the lady pants. I would mix a little Red's Jankum, which is just my feces, urine, and spit.
Oh.
Let it sit in the sunshine. Shawshank window.
Sisters loved it.
And I would rub that on Andy's wounds after the sister got hold of him. My Jankum was a cure-all. Men would beg for it. There's only one man. I would try to poop it out as much as I could and ferment my feces so the boys didn't have wounds from the sisters until they finally took it into their own hands and killed the sisters themselves. But as it stands, I'd rather listen to women talk about prison. I like a woman that sounds like a man. It's confusing in the right way. I'd like to sit down and have a glass of Red's Jankum Salsa. It's the White Claw of prison.
You're an entrepreneur. Look at you.
I was going to vote for Joe Biden, but he said I'm not black enough.
Good one.
Middle left square. He wants to fight Evander Holyfield. Mike Tyson's here for a comment. Are you okay?
I'm a tiger.
You lost your mind?
My mind is... I'm fine. You guys...
Couple of combos, champ. Couple of combos.
Wow! I see your five-second videos, man. You look really fast in those 5 seconds.
5 seconds spurts. I can kill any man 5 seconds or less.
What if it goes like 10 rounds, though?
It's not going to go 10 rounds. It's a charity exhibition for maybe 5 rounds tops. My brain's fine. Maybe two rounds. Evander Holyfield, I asked him if he wanted a box, but I asked him in his bad ear. And all I heard him say was, what? So we're going to fight. I want to say everybody has to know that I'm okay.
I don't know about that.
I'm all right. I'm powerful.
May not be a good idea, champ.
Probably a good idea to take a few blows to the head right before I turn 55.
Take a few plays off.
No, I'm going to Evander Holyfield up. And then I'm going to eat his full adult children.
No.
Because we're older now. I can't eat his children as easily. It's going to take several days of munching and snacking.
Yeah, we've been through this.
Hey, John Holmberg knows where one of your pigeons are.
I know. I want to find him, and I want to kill him and then take my pigeons back because he stole my pigeons, and I don't know why anyone would take a guy's pigeons for when he's got them. Every once in a while, I just laugh now.
You're like the Joker.
Check out my cannabis. Evidently, they're going to drug test for the charity event.
In the middle square, his dad was a mercenary, but I don't think he wants to admit it. It's Brady Bogan, everyone.
Push it down. Push it down. Got a lot of questions. Don't need to ask.
Don't ask them. Questions,
don't
Brady.
Ask questions are cancer. The more questions you ask, the more you find out things you don't want to know.
Aren't you a bit curious?
I do not. Hey, my brother, I just met my brother, Braydell Castro, and turns out my father actually fathered a child with Fidel Castro's wife, and they raised it, and he lives down there in Havana. He's a good guy. Nothing bad happened in Cuba. My dad's just a softball coach in Miami. Got mixed up in some stuff and ended up in a revolution. That happens.
Yeah.
That's happened to plenty of guys.
There's
I bet your dad's been in a revolution or
Thought he was going to the ballpark, you know.
Your dad's in Florida.
Yeah, he's
down there.
I bet
you he's awakened hog-tied in Havana and had to escape and fight off.
You fall out your front door and you end up in Havana.
Yeah, you go out simply coaching some softball girls, and a guy says, hey, follow me over here for some ice cream. Next thing you know, you're overthrowing a government. Everybody's got that. You're the only one without it because your dad's probably fighting a revolution now, Rich.
Yeah, in Montana.
Yeah, in the gold mines.
Revolution.
Fighting the subterranean
right,
gold
Eric's,
people.
Eric's dad was also in Nassau, so natural tie-in.
Many
practically
times.
Practically the president of Cuba, as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not going to ask anything of anybody. My dad's nickname is Torpedo because we played cards. There's no reason to go any deeper.
Torpedo, cards, it all makes sense.
Scratch the surface, learn a little more.
Never scratch
the surface, you'll find out your mom's a whore.
That's a good little song.
Yeah, that's the rules I live by.
Middle right square. Last Dance is finally over, and Dennis Rodman has some things to say. What happened to your face, Dennis?
Hey, nothing. Hey, Dennis just wanted me to I just travel the world. I want to be a part of the world.
Hang out with a hoon?
I tilt the world. I have to tilt the world. I like the world. I have friends all over the world. I'm just a girl in the world. That's all I ever be. Why can't they just let Dennis be Dennis? All I want to do is get Michael is the man. Scott Pippen is the man.
Can you take your hat and bandana and glasses and mask off for the interview?
I had sex with Carmen Electra while he was asking me that. Why can't Dennis just be Dennis? I just want to be. I have many friends. Michael Jordan, best in the world. I get no respect.
We miss you, Dennis.
I get no respect. Let me tell you.
Bottom left square. It's Brady Secret Square. Give us a hint, Brady.
Hello.
I'm Rodman Dangerfield.
I am 81 years old. I was Gandalf in The Hobbit, in the Lord of the Rings movies. I was the older Magneto in the X-Men movies.
Uh-huh.
That's all the clues I shall give you. No more clues!
Thou shall not pass.
We met his like extremes. Brady didn't write a third one. And we all looked at him when we wanted more.
Yeah, I thought they were coming.
I like when shows end like that.
That is all you get!
Bottom middle square.
Good day!
He likes to buy tampons now. It's Adam Sandler.
A tampon for you.
And a tampon for me.
A shaving and your hoochie and the blood no more be.
Aren't you pretty rich? Could you just send somebody out to get the tampon?
Probably get a guy to go
and get the tampon for the girl.
I don't want to get
You got a lot of money.
I just
like to give the ladies what they want.
Like an assistant or somebody.
I'm a 55-year-old man.
David Spade, he'll do anything for
you. Just look like I'm a 55-year-old boy.
Nobody likes my movies anymore, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Trying to be too cool, and I'm old now.
But if I still do the thing,
and the people, they flock to the theater.
Bottom right square. He's tired of his mask. It's a Tripper Eve, everyone.
This is the dumbest thing ever. Why would you cover such a beautiful portrait?
That's true.
I am the Mona Lisa of the living man. Look at this face. And you want me to cover it? No.
What is that, a Tinkerbell mask? What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Is that a hula girl?
It's cute.
It's a little hula girl. Yeah. Yeah, and it's the best looking girl that's been on my face in the last 10 minutes. Oops, not anymore. Hi, Eric's Meemaw.
She's dead.
Yeah, I'll bring her back to life. I'm a necromancer.
I knew you had powers.
No. Yeah.
All right, we got Jake and Sean on the line.
Jake, are you there?
We lost one.
Oh, my God. Oh. Sean, are you there?
We need a new Sean.
Sean or Jake?
Oh, Jake's still here.
Jake's
still
there. Sean, if you're there, there's a Sean right there. Grab a Sean. It's a John. It's close enough. John, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you going to play the squares? It's Jake versus John. Jake, go first.
I will pick Ian McKellen.
Oh,
good
well
day,
done.
Sir!
Nailed it
right away.
X gets a square.
Nice,
John.
Done.
You're up. Pick a square.
I'll take Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Freeman.
Never heard a phrase like that.
Well, I appreciate hearing it that way. There was a time in this country where that would have gotten me probably beaten up pretty badly. But I appreciate you throwing it out there and just being who you're being. It's been almost an hour and 20 minutes since the last prison bitch talked on the phone on the radio.
Oh, it was a great segment. Huh?
Unless you count Beth from Beth and Friends. I like when the Featherworts call in and tell the tales of their vagina fights. And all the things that they used to do to each other. While we all sat back and wondered what's next. How can a man so girthy and deep-throated have been thrown into a female prison and gotten away with it for so long? I thought the worst crime she'd committed was the crime she actually committed. But as it turns out, ball-raping women in jail turned out to be her pastime. Some birds' feathers are so bright you just can't keep
really
them caged.
Breezy. I think John's on a plane.
That's right.
Have you ever rode on a plane, Red?
I wasn't allowed on a plane. I took a bus all the way from Shawshank.
Does he want to nail?
He went to nail.
That's a long way.
When I crossed the border, I broke my parole. I guess that's the least crime I've committed.
All right,
Andy came down and we had vigorous gay sex.
I knew you liked him.
Yeah, we had to.
You don't call another guy a tall drink of water.
You don't. When you're in jail for over 40 years, you stop caring about the ladies. A man knows your body better. Knows how to touch you in ways a woman can.
Watch that movie again. It looks a little weird between.
At the end, all we wanted to do was get on the boat, go out into that water, and slam each other until we cried.
That's beautiful.
Now, Andy's in the spraying business, getting rid of scorpions with his very special blend. I miss Andy.
All right, here's your question, Morgan. True or false?
I miss his spray.
Barbie's real name is Deborah. Is that true or false?
Barbie who?
Barbie, the little toy Barbie.
Barb, the lady who shared a cell with Jay in prison?
No.
The little toy Barbie's real name is Debbie. What's she running from? Why she gotta change her name?
Maybe she did something bad.
White women are weird.
She's running from Jay.
I guess she could run from Jay.
Looking for a new click.
You could outrun Jay. But when she finds you, you're gonna be sorry you ran in the first place.
Barbie's...
Just stop and take your medicine.
Barbie's real name is Deborah, true or false?
Barbie's real name is probably Barbara.
All right, he says false. You agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is false. I'll get square. Jake, you're up. Pick square. Jake, from State Farm.
Can you hear me?
There he is. Oh, he was muting us, so he doesn't sound like he's flying. Jake, pick a square.
Brady Bogan.
In the middle.
Yeah. That.
That's probably not going to help you, but okay.
Great strategy, General. upper right corner. We got an X in the lower right corner.
Lower left.
Lower left. I'm not real good with rights and lefts.
Yeah, I know.
The one thing you shouldn't do right now is pick the middle. Does you no good at all.
It's a long-term strategy.
He likes you.
He's three steps ahead of not getting one right. That's all right. I got no questions for why you did that. I'll just learn more. And learning's for nerds.
I agree.
I prefer just to assume things and move on about my business.
Nobody would ever lie to you, would they, Brady?
Why would they?
Yeah.
And if they did, I'm none the wiser. It's news to me if I got lied to. And
Well.
Certainly isn't going to be because I asked a lot of questions.
Here's your question, Brady. True or false? Men and women are genetically more similar to monkeys than each other. Is that true or false?
If you say so, why ask questions? You'll just learn about evolution. That screws up a lot of stuff.
That's a better world your way, right?
And I ain't got time for all that.
Just go with it.
I like standing outside and handing sauce to passersby. Don't need to know about monkeys and people. You just end up learning how wrong you were.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Oh, shouldn't have done that. It is true, so he gets a no, but it doesn't really
good
matter.
Good news is it did absolutely nothing for no one.
John, you're up. Pick a square.
Jeez, smart strategy. Yeah.
John.
I'll do Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Dennis,
he's going to do you.
Why can't Why can't you just da-da-da-da-da? Why don't we just... why don't we just travel the world? Where's my friend out there?
Are you melting? What happened to your face?
I don't know what happened to my entire... Look, just let me handle this.
I don't...
People come to me, they say, why, Dennis, why can't you just be... Why in the world I gotta be part of... What? What was the question?
Let's go to Vegas, man.
Why can't Dennis just be... Da-da-da-da-da.
Here's your question, Dennis. True or false? You were born... Dennis Rodman, were born in New York City. Is that true or false?
I'm Dennis Rodman Dangerfield. I get no respect. When I come out the room, the doctor slapped my mother. No respect, let me tell you.
Do you remember where you were born?
Da-da-da-da-da. Hospital.
What city?
Why can't you just let Dennis be Dennis? Why can't this all just be something we all...
You can be Dennis.
I'm just a girl in the world. That's all they'll let me be.
I know you're a big Pearl Jam fan. Why are you singing Pearl Jam?
Because they don't call me daughter. Call me Dennis. That's all. But you know that, and I know that, and da-da-da-da-da.
What's your favorite police song?
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
John, take it off Bluetooth or speakerphone, jackass.
I feel like I'm got my ear up against Carmen Electra's vagina. I can hear the seat.
All right.
I say true.
All right, he says true. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
You can't disagree with yourself.
I don't know. Well, let me be Dennis.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
That's right. It is false. So gets a square.
I misunderstood.
Jake, you can take Mike Tyson for the block.
I'll take Mike Tyson.
All right, Mike Tyson, middle left square.
I'm powerful defensive puncher. I'm take me for the block, but I don't like blocking punches. I like throwing punches.
I like the beard, though. You look pretty badass with that gray beard.
Nothing better than seeing a couple guys boxing with gray beards. Hey, Gandalf.
Yo!
Why don't you and I hop in the ring together? There's a couple gray beards.
None shall box!
I like when he yells.
He doesn't want to box you.
That guy's probably got some good weed in that pipe.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Pipe.
And I'll steal his pipe. And
I'd pay a buck to see you guys fight.
That'd be pretty great. I never fought a wizard before. Although some people thought Peter McNeely was a wizard. But I showed him.
There's your question, Mike. True or false?
Killed the hurricane.
Mike Tyson, that's you.
Cuss was a wizard.
Cuss Amano was very wizardly.
Your first professional fight was in 1985 against... Hector Mercedes. True or false?
He was a German guy who invented cars.
Hector?
Hector Mercedes. His mother was Mexican. There was, I don't know. I remember 1986. Was I alive? 1985,
yeah. Hector Mercedes. True or false?
That's, Hector Mercedes was true.
First professional.
First fought Hector Mercedes. And I turn him into a Hector Volkswagen.
He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
A little tiny car. Then I turn him into a Lake car.
That's right.
Remember Lake car?
Yeah.
Remember Lake car?
Good one, Mike.
Remember that? Remember Lake car?
X gets a square.
It was a little French car.
John, you're up. Pick square.
Can I take top middle?
Top middle's Colonel Jessup.
You
yes, you can.
It. That's a great way to close out the show for Memorial Day.
Oh, we're just closing it up right here?
This is the end. It ends with me.
All the marbles.
You stand there in that faggoty white uniform and extend me a little courtesy.
Happy Memorial Day.
That's exactly the opposite of what I told you to do earlier. I ought to kill you right now. But instead, I'll order a code red.
We have a code red at my house. I had to get tampon.
I don't want to hear from the man boy anymore.
We'll get rid
Grow
of him.
Grow up!
We'll get rid of him for
Are
us.
We clear?
Yes, we're clear, sir.
Crystal.
Here's your...
Take your tampons, put them where the sun don't shine.
I do believe that is where they go.
Can I ask you a question, Colonel?
I think so. I didn't know I was a colonel.
I would be the colonel. Look how serious a colonel can be.
You got to get out of here. He's going to kill you, Adam.
The investigation. I'm the colonel.
Adam, he's going to kill you. Get
this
out of here.
This guy's going to get beat up with a bag of soap. All right, ask me the question. Barbie's real name was Debbie.
No. Here's your question. True or false? The bicep is the strongest muscle in the body. Is that true or false?
Not in my body.
No?
I'll flex it if you want.
Do it. Show him.
Wow, he really wants to see it.
Let me show you something. I've nicknamed it the wall. And I want you on my wall. I don't know the answer to your query, and I don't care. I just like saying query to you. Getting away with it. I'll say Barbie's real name is Debbie.
No, that's not the question.
Bicep is the strongest muscle. No, it's your jaw.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is false.
Yay,
John wins. John wins.
Yay for John.
It's not jaw, though. It's tongue.
You don't know.
It's tongue. Ask Jay Gutentag.
Oh, she knows. She could probably lift you with it. Do a little tongue press. Dennis is drowning in his own throat. Why can't I just be there?
His face did look like it was melting.
It's the creepiest thing I've ever seen. You realize that Carmen Electra was on that show about 8 minutes longer than Scottie Pippen and Dennis Rodman both.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, because she wore that whore dress, and it was awesome.
She still looks good.
She did. She looked better now than she used to.
Jordan making a play
yeah.
in the documentary.
And you notice Jordan's new and old wife, neither in it, but yeah. Carmen Electra, 20, 25 minutes worth of documentary time.
I'm okay with that.
The way she looked, I'm with you. I don't know where she gets her money. I have a feeling I know how she gets her money, but it's working. And that thing looked good. All right, let's get the hell out of here. Memorial Day. Know what it is. It is not Veterans Day. This is a time to reflect on all the people who have sacrificed, and that's not a bad thing to do.
And if your grandpa was in war, to hell with him until Veterans
that's
Day.
That's right. That's a veterans thing. You can say thank you for your service to anybody anytime, but don't say Happy Memorial Day to a guy in uniform.
Do you ever really say Happy Memorial
Day? That's what you should never say. It's not a happy thing. Never say, hey, Happy Memorial Day. Happy Funeral Day. It's not a thing. Think about it for real. It's a very real thing. So while you're barbecuing and goofing around, realize why you're allowed to. Maybe glint up a little tear next time you see a flag, you ungrateful sons of bitches. I'm sorry. Have I gone off the rails?
A little bit.
I tell you what. You don't look at that flag and cry, you're half a man. I will eat you.
What are you grilling?
People. People meat. There's going to be a few more. People who have fallen, I'm going to memorialize them by ingesting them into my belly and turning them into nutrients for my survival.
It's definitely a celebration at Alex's house.
I will barbecue your ass for Memorial Day.
We're out of here. What was Barbie's real name?
Barbie.
Barbara. Is it Barbara?
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Babs.
Barbara.
It confused you, huh? You're like, my God.
I was thinking of Barb and Jay, the big fight today. Oh, yeah, we got a big deal going on there. It's very exciting. We're done. You guys have yourselves a great Memorial Day weekend, doing everything you're doing. Staying safe, being smart, and we will catch you Tuesday in the morning sickness. So long!
You were right, man! We should do this thing! 98.